Blog Talk Radio.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Still as though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost.
Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you? Half truth, it's Hotep Luya, that's humor. I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human. The body is trash, a bad computer, a ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it. And sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer and rap into it. My blast the future, and say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flint to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous. Just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
That shit.
If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history. They brought Bill Nye back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding, all about branding. Feel like a fraternity. Niggas wanna brand me, niggas want Grammys, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't wanna damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go, all this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go. Where we gon' end up, where we all landing. This is just a shit show, this is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Still as though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dawn, wouldn't be any thought. You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are.
Brother, sister, celestial energies, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on. We're going to start on the. We're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the. We're going to start on the sulfur salts, and then from the sulfur salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and. Let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the video. But the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfur salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfur salts with minerals, you really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right, you know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay, this is the basic laws of karma. And we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, we gotta, you know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right, there's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, how this is going to happen. Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time, you know. Look at these orc beings. Look at the, you know, all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people. Killing and beating our people and, you know, displacing our people. Doing all these things to our people, you know. And they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids, they call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here, you know. Look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and just, I mean, cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma is getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanting to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport, huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from how look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we the native and we the original people on the land. All right? This is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs in the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings they're there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spraying the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other. When we were once in sync and in tune with each other, now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming. And it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys, 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma, karma, karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent, and they carry the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people, and I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline, and it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And they, and these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land, because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it.
The more knowledge that you gain, it's gonna hurt my nigga. R.I.P. Dr. Say, I think they murk my nigga. I be a star like astrology, yeah. We hit the club and demolish, yeah. That jury shine like Apollo, okay. I'm plugged in like a fire stick. Wow. We screaming R.I.P. Malcolm out.
Peace, family. This video right here is about Christmas, America's biggest satanic holiday. Now, I know what a lot of y'all getting ready to do and say, oh, Christmas is about Jesus and holiday cheer and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. And y'all know how I do and how I've been doing on this channel. I've been coming with the facts. So hold on to your reindeer. Don't fall out your sled, okay? Because we finna do the same thing and slide on Christmas, okay? Now, Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus, okay? And December 25th is not only astrologically significant to the sun setting within the southern sky, specifically within a Crookes constellation for 3 days, via from December 22nd to December 25th before it comes back into the northern hemisphere, hence the biblical, allegorical, astrological, metaphorical reference of the sun, a.k.a. Jesus, dying and rising again 3 days later. But December 25th is associated with a European / German folklore deity named Krampus, okay? Now, it's finna get crazy, okay? Krampus is known as the Christmas devil, okay? So, before we go, because Santa Claus is Satan, okay? And we're going to prove this. Now, Santa Claus, right, is Satan. If you take the N out of Santa Claus and put it on the back, it spells Satan. Now, if you study what is known as psycholinguistics, aspect of psycholinguistics is how your brain, okay, sees a word, even if the letters are scrambled. So if you see God, your brain also sees dog, okay? As long as either the first or the last letter is in its proper place, your brain is still going to read the word, okay? So you could be reading something, and it could say, kill yourself today. But you don't know that. But your brain is still reading that because either the first or the last letter is in a proper place. So Santa, S-A-N-T-A, if you take the N and put it at the back, it spells S-A-T-A-N, which is Satan. So your brain is still registering Satan every time you see Santa. Now, Santa Claus comes on December 25th and gives the kids gifts. Now, Santa Claus is Krampus. Krampus is a European / German deity which comes on December 25th and eats and puts the kids in his knapsack and goes off with the children to eat them, okay? And Krampus has horns just like Baphomet, which is the symbol of Lucifer. Now, I know what y'all are saying. Oh, well, how you just gonna associate Santa Claus with Krampus? When they wanted to bring, when the church wanted to co-adopt these so-called pagan festivities, you couldn't just bring Krampus to America because America is a so-called Christian nation. So they had to revamp Krampus and turn him into Santa Claus, a.k.a. Old Saint Nick. Now, what y'all don't know is Old Nick, okay, is not a person. Saint Nicholas was allegedly a person. Old Saint Nick, okay? Old Nick, the word Old Nick, O-L-D space N-I-C-K, is a title for devil. Go look it up. In 1643, the phrase Old Nick was first created, and it literally means devil. And the second definition is nickname for Satan. Okay? Okay, go look it up. So when you say Old Saint Nick is coming on Christmas, you literally saying Old Devil or Satan is coming. Santa Claus is Satan, okay? Krampus is Satan. Krampus is Baphomet. Krampus is Lucifer. Now, let's continue to get crazy, okay? Because now, remember, Krampus come to get the bad kids, okay? He come to steal the kids and eat them. And you can go look up all kind of pictures and paintings of Krampus. You're going to see him with the red lower half pants on, just like Santa Claus, and he gonna have a knapsack, but instead of gifts in it, he gonna have kids in it. So all they did was turn Santa Claus into a chubby old white man, and they turned the kids into gifts, okay? And instead of Krampus coming to take the kids, now allegedly in the form of Santa, he comes to give them kids. And this is why they made Santa Claus red, the same way that they always characterized the devil as being red. Now, let's continue on. Because we want to talk about the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town, okay? Remember, once again, Krampus's job was to come for all the naughty children, right? Let's just sing some lyrics to the song. The song goes, you better not cry, you better not shout, you better not, it goes, you better not pout, you better not cry, you better not shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, a.k.a. Satan, a.k.a. Krampus. Now, when he comes, what's happening? Let's continue the song. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Now, why would you be telling the kids, please be good for goodness sake, okay? Because it's a consequence. And what is the consequence? Krampus, a.k.a. Baphomet, a.k.a. Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan, a.k.a. Santa, is going to eat your ass and carry you off. Okay? The song is demonic. Okay? It's a demonic song. And people singing it. Okay? You got kids singing this song warning them about the Christmas devil who comes to kidnap kids and eat them. This is all researchable. Go look it up. I don't want to hear it. Okay? Now let's keep it moving now. Now we want to talk about the Christmas tree. Okay? Because Satan, a.k.a. Santa, comes down your chimney. And coincidentally, Krampus used to come down people's chimneys too. Coincidentally. But Santa comes down your chimney and puts gifts under the Christmas tree. Okay? So you got to decorate the Christmas tree for Satan. Now, and we're going to go into pedophilia too. But we're going to double back on that. Let's focus on the Christmas tree, right? The Christmas tree, right, is what? A decorated tree that you set up in the awaiting of Satan, a.k.a. Santa Claus, to bring you your gifts. Now let's go to the occultic sciences behind the tree, right? The tree itself represents the tree of knowledge within the Bible. The balls on the tree represent the fruits on the tree that Eve ate from, that the devil told her to eat from, a.k.a. Satan. The ribbons on the tree represent the serpent, a.k.a. the form of Satan in this particular story when he talked to Eve, okay? And the five-point star on the top of the tree represents the pentagram, which in Satanism is a symbol for Lucifer, okay? And not only is it lit up, you got lights on the tree. Why? Because Lucifer is the beholder of light. So your Christmas tree is a replica of the tree of knowledge. And remember, Luciferians believe that Lucifer gave Adam and Eve the gift of knowledge that God tried to withhold from them. This is why you're waiting for Santa, a.k.a. Satan, to come down your chimney and give you a gift underneath your Christmas tree. See? See? They got you playing. Your husband and your wife, I mean, you might be a husband or a wife, a.k.a. you and your spouse are supposed to be playing a role of Adam and Eve, and you waiting for Satan to come give you the gift of knowledge. Okay, this is why the Statue of Liberty is holding a torch. This is why in Masonic lodges, okay, when they take the blindfolds off you during your candidate initiation ritual, you're in front of candles or torches. Anytime you see a candle or a torch, you are seeing somebody who submits to Lucifer, period, and Luciferian doctrinal practices, period. Now, let's keep it kicking, okay, because we want to talk about sacrifice rituals, because you might just think burning the birch wood in your fireplace is just something people do on Christmas. No, that comes from the Yule practice, okay? Yule practice was a German pagan, as they like to call it, festival, which lasted from December 21st to January 1st, okay? Where they would do human sacrifices, specifically on December 25th. And on December 25th, one of the sacrifices would be they would burn a human alive. So the birch wood, okay, is symbolic to a human when you throw it in the fireplace. Now, they also tell you to keep a piece of your wood or keep a piece of your Christmas log, okay? So that way, you can burn it for next year. And they say every year you're supposed to keep a piece and throw it in the fireplace every year. The reason that they tell you to keep a piece is so that you can keep the same energy and welcome it into your home each year, okay? So this is all occultic, all satanic, okay? All satanic practices that you have no clue of because you think you're worshiping baby Jesus. Now, Christmas ain't got shit to do with no Jesus Christ, except for the fact that, as I've stated before, Jesus and Lucifer is the same person, because Jesus in the Bible refers to himself as the morning star, and Satan in the Bible refers to himself as the morning star, okay? And you both see Lucifer and Jesus doing this. This symbol right here is called the symbol of apostolic succession, which leads to temporal power, which means that the Pope is the head of all nations and religions on the earth until the one true God returns, which is Lucifer, okay? So you think you're waiting on the Messiah to return, but there were no vowels back then, okay? So if you take all of the vowels out of the word Messiah, it spells the word mus, like a snake hiss, like a serpent, like Lucifer, okay? And the word mus, okay, comes from demonic text, okay? And that's the name for the Egyptian crocodile deity for Sobek. And that all is referenced back to Freemasonry and the Illuminati because they consider the head of the Pindar a reptilic-like being or a dragon, okay? So if you're waiting on a Messiah, a.k.a. a mus, you're waiting on a dragon. And in the Bible, it says what? Lucifer or Satan are both referred to or referenced as a dragon, okay? Lucifer in the garden was talking to Eve in the form of a serpent, with a hiss, like mus, and you wait on the Messiah. So you think Jesus is your Messiah, but you know that Jesus and Satan is both the morning star, which is the planet Venus, okay? Because Venus has phosphorus in its atmosphere, and when phosphorus is exposed to oxygen, it lights up, it seems bright. We know that a planet is not a star, it's a sun, okay? And this is why they say Lucifer always want to be like God, because God is the sun, and Lucifer is just a planet, okay? But if you don't know anything about the orbital coordinates of the planet Venus, every 8 years, it forms a five-point star, which is a pentagram. Hence how you get the Eastern stars in Freemasonry. Now, let's keep it moving, okay? Because we want to talk about the mistletoe now. And we're going to go to pedophilia last. Now, we want to talk about the mistletoe. The mistletoe comes from Saturnalia, okay? And during Saturnalia, which I'm also going to cross-reference again later on, but during Saturnalia, they will use the mistletoe for sexual ritual practices, okay? These mistletoes were considered fertility plants, so this is why they tell you to kiss under the mistletoe. But instead of it being heterosexual back then, it was homosexual, okay? And so they were doing all kind of sex magic on each other back in ancient Greece using mistletoes. Okay, so every time you kiss under a mistletoe, you're partaking in a sex magic ritual practice, which stems from ancient Greece, an ancient Greek festival known as Saturnalia. Now we want to go to Holly, okay? Because you want to sing fa la 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 la, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Hollywood. I did a whole video on this damn near a year and a half ago. Hollywood, okay, is a wood that when you burn it and you inhale it, it causes you to hallucinate. And this was used in sorcery, occult magic, and rituals. This is why the main place which is used to psychologically program your mind is called Hollywood. Duh. This is the home of hypnosis on the planet through media, Hollywood. Okay, so now you got mistletoe, which is a fertility plant. Hollywood, which is a hallucinogenic, which has an hallucinogenic effect when you burn it and inhale it, okay? So everything about Christmas that we just ran down has been occulted, okay? Now, okay, let's go to the Christmas poem, because this is for niggas, okay? Because you want to be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a merry shiny. That poem was written in 1822 by Clark Clement Moore, okay? Do you know what you was doing in 1822, black dude, black woman? You was picking cotton, okay? So now why is this important? I'm tired of y'all keep trying to defend Christmas when Christmas don't have nothing to do with you. You was picking cotton, okay? You shouldn't even be having nothing to say about the defense of Christmas. Now jumping back on Satan Claus, a.k.a. Santa Claus, okay? Let's go to pedophile ritual, okay? Because you got to sit on Santa Claus' lap, okay? And tell Santa Claus what you want. That is pedophilia, okay? That is pedophilia. During Saturnalia practices in ancient Greece, okay, they would bribe the children in exchange for sex with gifts and sweets. Same thing you do with Santa Claus. You sit on his lap, which is a symbolic form of pedophilia, and tell him what you want. And then he come in your house in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. While your parents is asleep. And you got to have them some milk and cookies. Okay? What kind of grown... Let me tell you something. Any other day in the world, okay, we tell our children what? Don't you talk to no goddamn strangers and don't you take nothing from no goddamn stranger. If your five-year-old was walking home from school and a stranger pulled up and said, hey, you want a gift? You want a gift? Come here. Sit on my lap and tell me what you want. You would say, hell no, didn't I tell you don't take nothing from no strength? So why one day out of the year is that acceptable? For your child to go talk to a stranger, sit on his lap, and tell him what they want with the belief that when you sleep and without your knowledge, this same strange man is going to sneak into your goddamn home at 3 in the motherfucking morning and be with your kids. You don't know what Santa Claus is doing with your goddamn kids at 3 in the morning. What grown-ass man you know is supposed to be in somebody else talking to their children, talking to minors, drinking milk and cookies and shit, okay? And so, what y'all not understanding is the symbolism here. Because, once again, in Saturnalia, when they give you the gift or the sweets, okay, they take something from you, all right? And so the milk and cookies, okay, the milk and cookies that the kids is waiting for Santa, okay, is symbolic to that sexual exchange, all right, that a pedophile back in Greek times would get from the children. I'm trying to keep my words, you know, as mature as possible because I want this video to go as far as it can go. But y'all know what I'm trying to say with them milk and cookies, okay? And so, whatchamacallit? That's pedophilia. You let your child sit on this man's lap, tell him what he want. You're engaging in an ancient Greek practice called Saturnalia. This man double back 3 in the morning while you sleep, and come bring your kids some gifts and take their milk and cookies, okay? So you are sexually abusing your child ritualistically through occultic satanic sex magic, and you don't even realize it. Because you so caught up in the bull crap of holiday season and holy cheer, okay? And I can go deeper on Christmas. I can go way deeper, but I'm not, okay? I'm not. Whatchamacallit? I want to say this. I'm not right now because I did an entire lecture exposing every single holiday of the year, and that's why I'm not. If you want that, go to youngpharaoh.net. The link is in my description. Go watch it. But with that being said, family, I'm going to drop one more jewel for you. If don't nobody believe that Krampus is Santa Claus, if you play Fortnite, or even if you don't play Fortnite, go Google the Krampus costume and outfit, which was unlockable this past Christmas. And guess what he's going to look like? Santa Claus with horns. He's going to look like a devil with horns, okay? And so you have to ask yourself, if Krampus or Lucifer don't have nothing to do with Christmas, why are they putting this character in games? You know how many movies? Do you know how many Krampus movies they got? Okay, go look up. Just go type in Krampus horror films. You're going to see mad, demonic-looking devils with Santa Claus hats on. Okay? They tell you all the time. They tell you all the time. I believe it was in 1798, if my year is correct. If not, y'all get the correct year. But I've said the correct year in previous videos. So if it's incorrect, correct me in the comments. But there was a law called the Alien and Sedition Act that the government placed upon editors to where if you published information without their permission, you could be charged with treason and hung. Okay? So when people make these movies and these games, they have to do it in the form of fantasy or not being real because they can't tell you the truth without the government's consent because the government controls what is and what is not public information, okay? And so when you see Krampus in Fortnite and you think it's a joke or you see all these Krampus horror story movies where the devil is, where Santa is really Satan and you think, this is just a creative idea somebody came up with for a horror. No, this is really what it symbolizes. It symbolizes Luciferianism and pedophilia. And Christmas is probably, I want to say, the biggest holiday in America. Every year. Every freaking year. This ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn Jesus. I don't care if you believe in Jesus or not. This ain't got nothing to do with no Jesus. December 25th is for the return of the Christmas devil. Go look it up. And with that being said, family, I hope that this video has enlightened you to the level of importance it is to not just engage in things, but to fully and thoroughly research the things that it is you wish to engage in. And with that being said, I love y'all. Wait, look. And with that being said, Merry Christmas. Love y'all. Peace.
Trying